With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. The State Department says some 300 U.S. citizens, green card holders, or close family members are trapped in Gaza by fighting between Israel and Hamas. Among those holed up in Gaza is a 44-year-old Palestinian mother of three American sons. Former President Donald Trump says he's eager to debate President Biden, even if the debates are sponsored by the nonpartisan Commission on Presidential Debates. And he says he's open to debating a single Republican rival if a serious challenger emerges after the New Hampshire primary. Also on SRNews.com, for most Americans dreaming of a white Christmas, this year's prospects aren't good. National Weather Service meteorologist William Churchill says the biggest storm system that they're looking at is going to be in the center part of the country through Christmas Day.
It won't be a white Christmas for many with that storm system, mostly because we have a relatively warm pattern happening across the United States. And that's mostly across the central and eastern U.S. where it's quite warm.
Among the areas more accustomed to snowy Decembers is the Northeast, where a powerful storm blew in this week and dumped heavy rain on the region's ski areas, wreaking havoc on the snowpack. House Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party Chairman Mike Gallagher says all 24 members of his panel are calling on the FBI to provide Congress with its findings on TikTok's Chinese parent company, ByteDance.
Along with the entire bipartisan membership of the China Select Committee, I called on the FBI to update Congress on its investigation into TikTok's Chinese parent company, ByteDance, and its ability to surveil and influence Americans through the app.
Speaking on X, formerly known as Twitter, Gallagher says there's now direct evidence Chinese officials accessed U.S. information on TikTok. This is SRN News. A new poll asks people of faith about the southern border.
The Public Religion Research Institute reports that white evangelical Protestants are the most likely to support the use of physical deterrence to keep illegal immigrants from entering the U.S. 74% like the idea. 58% of white mainline Protestants and 56% of white Catholics agree. By contrast, only one-third of religiously non-affiliated people favor physical barriers, followed by 25% of black Protestants. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A growing number of public school teachers have been caught moonlighting in adult businesses. Courts may soon have to decide whether school systems can fire them for doing so. Two Missouri high school English teachers were recently caught on OnlyFans. Critics point out that it would be possible for the teacher's students to view them on that website and others. This is SRN News. A Congressional Oversight Committee has launched an investigation into the V-22 Osprey program.
It follows a deadly crash in Japan which killed 8 Air Force Special Operations Service members. The entire Osprey fleet remains grounded following the November 29th crash, with the exception of some limited Marine Corps flights. More than 50 U.S. service members have died in Osprey crashes over the lifespan of the program. 20 of those deaths occurred in 4 crashes over the last 20 months. The Osprey is a fast-moving airframe that can fly both like a helicopter and an airplane. But its many crashes have led critics to warn it has fatal design flaws. Keith Peters reporting.
Iowa will not participate in a federal program that gives $40 a month to each child in a low-income family over the summer to help with food costs while school is out. More details at srnnews.com.